joining us right now. Talk a little bit more AFC East. Marcel Louis Jacques, one of my favorite names in all of this. And more importantly, spent rookie camp with Katie George. I learned that fact this morning, Katie George. Did y'all sit at the cool kids table together on that or what?
We sat across from each other.
Okay. Just making sure.
We could see each other. Right, Marcel?
Yeah. We were there. We were, you know, leaning on each other for support through those trying times.
Marcel, yes, how does it feel now, not to just sit next to Katie George at her ESPN rookie camp, but more importantly, to cover the favorite in the AFC East, the Buffalo Bills? I mean, going into this NFL draft, what's the one thing that puts the Bills even farther ahead of the Patriots now?
I think the fact that they were able to flip that first round pick for the bona fide number one option they've been looking for all last season. Look, John Brown, he did a great job in that role as the kind of the de facto top receiver. He did have a career year, did show that he's more than just that vertical threat, but Stephon Diggs is a different beast here. And to give an offense that was struggling in the passing game last season that kind of weapon, to give Josh Allen specifically that kind of weapon, I think you're not doing any better than that with that number 22 overall pick. And that's what GM Brandon Bean relayed to us earlier this offseason, is that's kind of how he views his number one pick. It is Stephon Diggs. So that's that coupled with a top three defense that somehow even got better this offseason. I think the Bills are a team not just to watch in that AFC East, but the AFC in general.
Marcel, with the Stephon Diggs pick, so now they're left with the number 54th pick overall in the second round. What do you expect them to do with that, or what's the biggest need now that they've got Stephon Diggs?
Well, Katie, there's a number of different directions they could go in, and there are very few, I would call them absolute needs on the team. There's just some places they could probably shore up a bit, and it just depends on who's available at the time. If somebody like Jonathan Taylor or J.K. Dobbins out of Wisconsin and Ohio State, respectively, if they're on the board, then they still need that complement to Devin Singletary. I think they believe Singletary could be a workhorse after the rookie season he had in 2019, but that's not their preference. They would rather have somebody split carries with him in some capacity. They could also go edge rusher, a guy like Josh Uche or Julian Okora out of Notre Dame. They added Mario Addison. They added Quentin Jefferson, Vernon Butler. But besides the last two, there's not a lot of youth on that defensive line, and it's going to need to be revamped within the next 2 to 3 seasons. This would be a good start if they could find a dynamic edge rusher here. And then lastly, they could go corner. If a guy like Trevon Diggs is still on the board, it's a guy whose stock is presumably falling. I mean, that's Stephon Diggs' younger brother. And what better way to make your new superstar feel at home, especially a guy who's probably going to want to restructure his contract in the next couple years, what better way to make him feel at home than adding his brother and filling a position in need at the same time? So it's a true BPA type of situation at 54.
Marcel Louis Jacques joining us here covering the Buffalo Bills. Josh Norman, still stuff left in the tank? Because if I'm not mistaken, if you're looking at what's happening with this team, what do you think happens?
Well, Buffalo, the Bills pride themselves on revamping people's career. They pride themselves on bringing guys in and extracting the best possible play from them and putting them in a position to succeed. And what they believe is that Washington didn't put Josh Norman in a position to succeed. If you look at it, he was playing in a primarily man-to-man system. That's not his forte. He had 3 different DB coaches in 4 years, and he had average to below average safety help behind him. Here, he's going to play with one of the best deep ball deterrents in Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer. He's playing in his zone scheme, which is his strength. That's where he got his that's where he had his all-pro season in 2015, was in a zone-heavy scheme in Carolina. And he doesn't need to be the man. That's Tre'Davious White's job. He doesn't need to be the man. He just needs to be solid. And I think an escape from that kind of pressure that comes with the $75 million contract, it's going to be good for his psyche. It's a good locker room. It's coaching staff and front office he's somewhat familiar with. So they're fairly confident that he's going to come in and he's going to be the Josh Norman that everybody knew back with the Panthers, not the one who flopped in Washington.